the worst.
As promised, a couple pieces of audio to play for you.
Uh-oh.
We have the bug audio to get to in a minute. The bug freakout that Mr. Reed and I had years ago. We'll play that in a second.
We had an incident with a spider last week, Earl David Reed did. And then he said, remember that time that you, Jen, and Nips, you freaked out over the bug that was in here? And I said, I don't think that's how it went.
Well, I have a feeling that this tape that he's played has been augmented. And I'd like to go on record now saying...
Old man.
So with some kind of media trickery?
Listen to this piece here. This is Debbie Gibson from the program the other day. She makes a weird noise. Mm-hmm. I heard it when we talked to her. I went back and I double-checked on it. Listen, see if you can hear it. You were a musical prodigy as a kid. Do you feel like you lost any of your childhood?
You know, I used to be very protective in that answer and guarded and say, no, I lived a normal childhood. I did not live a normal childhood.
Right.
There it was.
Sounds like a horn.
There it was.
Not live a normal childhood.
Right.
Hey, you know,
isolate that part.
Yes. Okay, here it is.
I got it. Come on,
like an old Model T.
She was delightful to talk to you, by the way.
Yes, she was.
Yeah, girl. We're talking about Walton, John Walton the other day,
mm-hmm.
How we missed his calls and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realize how much I missed him until I was watching.
John Walton, wow.
Watching some of the Washington game, and they were running a commercial for the one of the Washington games, and you hear him say, good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Oh, John.
Here's the game winner from this weekend, from the 17th,
mm-hmm.
when it was the eventual game-winning goal. He goes loony here. Listen.
The Capitals very much the upper hand right now, but they need to go ahead. The puck down the high slot, Niskanen firing Chimera, what a chance to save, they score!
That's tremendous.
Fun.
In the right circle! 12:23 to go! It's 4-3! Washington! Just good forecheck by the Capitals. And
my goodness. That's insanity. I miss him.
Yeah, that just made me think about it. I hadn't thought about it for a while.
Great. Here's a great moment from the Family Feud with Steve Harvey.
There's a lot of these.
Mm-hmm.
Self-explanatory.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pine.
Huh?
Did you hear that?
Name.
I'm sorry, Earl. I have to.
He did.
Name something
real
that
eggs.
Follows the word pork.
You pine.
Huh?
You pine. Pork pie.
That's the only good answer. Who is that?
The part of the family, the woman in the family.
It's got to be his wife.
Did not, no, it was not the wife, but she didn't understand or notice his face that he was laughing about it.
Right.
She's still screaming, good answer! Good answer!
But see, you always have to do that. If you notice, no matter how bad the answer is, the family always has to go, yeah!
Right?
Because you can't stop, y'all can't stop and stare at him and going, you're the reason why we didn't want to bring you.
Yes!
Pork. She said, cupine.
Cupine.
What? What is cupine? This is the greatest answer I've ever heard. No, I feel you.
Number one.
I feel you. It's number one.
Oh, my mama.
Pow. It's number one. Oh, really? Well, I tell you what. It's going to be number one on YouTube, but It ain't finna be number one. I bet every dollar I got. You the only person that said cupine.
Cupine.
You need that punishment of that noise.
Yes, the punishment of that unforgiving buzzer.
That hideous buzzer, yeah. I mean, he has heard it all. We played a couple of clips from him before. There was just a piece where he asked things women wear.
Right.
I mean, and that, it's nothing compared to that.
Things women wear that was obviously designed by men because it's uncomfortable with sex.
Texas, Steve. Texas.
Name something uncomfortable things that women wear. And the guy says Texas.
He says Texas. I thought I heard it wrong.
No, here you go.
Name something women wear that was obviously designed by men because it's uncomfortable with sex.
Texas, Steve. Texas.
There's another one.
I told you, you got to get behind your family.
Okay. Just tell me what you see.
Texas, Steve.
What?
You heard of the state?
The Texas. State of Texas.
Yeah.
T-E-X-A-S?
Mm-hmm. That's a good answer, Steve.
He gets it all the time from these people. And then there's always one woman family member going, good answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to do that.
Steve Harvey, he cracks me up. I love him.
I love Steve Harvey, too.
Oh, he's so funny. I'd love to have him on.
Oh, good luck.
He's got 9,000 jobs. I don't think he's got time for radio press.
And going to the radio side of it for a while there, too. That's why it's...
He's got a whole radio thing. He sells suits.
It is so elaborate.
I saw the billboard for... He sells suits.
Yeah, and on 83, they got the Steve Harvey, yeah. Harvey suit. Outside of Lewisberry. Like somebody in Lewisberry go buy a black guy suit. That's how good he is.
And here's the bug incident. Here it goes.
Corn or Blackstone cherry, you picked up...
Ew, look at the bug. Look at the bug.
What is it?
The bug just crawled by.
Oh, that's one of them long legs.
It's got all the legs on it.
Get it, Jim! Get it, Jim! Get it!
There it is!
Get it!
Oh, man! Look at it. It's got 1,000 legs.
Oh, they move quick, too.
Watch out.
Oh, there it is on your computer.
Don't give it on my computer!
Oh, man.
Oh, there he goes.
And now
there. There's a mouse on your computer!
What about
your
children?
You smell good, Jen. I know you do.
What happened there?
There's a forgotten bit.
That was back.
Little piece there.
That was in Camp Hill.
For HR.
Was that Camp Hill?
Because remember, it was an old building that was converted, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
So they had all kinds of things probably in the walls and stuff.
Like a dairy or something.
Listen to the two of you scream.
I don't think that's us, man. I think...
As you said, it's been altered.
Yeah. Do we have any commercials we need to play now?
Yes. We'll take care of some business. We'll come back. Spelling Bee on the way. We'll tell you about how you can be a part of the People's Ghost Hunt. We'll be right back. Thank you for calling in. You want to say anything nice to your brother right now before we go?
This is a stupid show. The People's Morning Show on 105.7 The X.